Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm so excited for our topic this week. We're going to be talking about holidays done different, and it's funny. I have a lot of things to say about this. And yeah, I think for the longest time, I actually, thought I really enjoyed the holidays, and my family has some fun traditions and stuff. I had this like string of years in a row when I first started playing with the Access Consciousness tools where I would do the holidays and sort of do what everybody else did and like sort of check out from, life and eat things that my body wasn't wanting to eat and have conversations that weren't really generative for me and, just be around a lot of people for long periods of time. And I think the last few years that I just really sort of did my holidays the way that you're supposed to, I got really sick and I came home. It was particularly after Christmas and New Year's, and I came home and, spent a week like recovering. And the last time that happened, I was like, you know what? This does not work for me to spend a month because in the US we have Thanksgiving coming up in a few days. We have Thanksgiving in 4 days. Thanksgiving and then Christmas is, 5 weeks later or something like that. And to have all of that going on and to actually like check out of life and how I would normally do things and all of that for a month of the year, I was like, no, that doesn't work for me. And, to get to a point where I felt like crap afterwards, it was just sort of like, okay, something has to change here. And so I just really started looking at what actually worked for me. And so this show is actually, well, it is about doing holidays in a different way. It actually is not, it's really actually a lot more about being you and discovering what's actually true for you, which is something that this is a really good time of year to play with that. And it's also something to be aware of all the time, like in your life in general. I mean, because really it's like, how much do you give yourself up for other people? How much do you show other, do what other people want you to or what you're supposed to do rather than actually doing what's true for you, what's fun for you, what's going to create more in your life and in the world, and really not doing that because anybody wants you to or doesn't want you to, but just because you're willing to know what you know, you're willing to follow your awareness, you're willing to have fun creating your life. And the holidays is a time, if you do celebrate holidays, whatever holidays you may or may not celebrate, even if you don't celebrate the holidays, this time of year tends to be a pretty insane time of year. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. There's a lot of intensified emotions and, just points of view and stuff flying around. And what if this time of year was sort of, what if the holidays were sort of just background and you still got to create your life and do your life and have the joy of living? And what if you could even get happier this time of year and start off your new year with a sense of joy and be nourished and creation and. So what would it be like to actually do what works for you and choose what works for you? I actually did a Facebook Live video on that last night, where I was talking about was talking about choosing for you and how a lot of times people think that when they choose for them, it comes out of, like, oftentimes when we get to a point where we're actually willing to choose for us, we actually, like, it sort of comes from there. Maybe there's been some tension that's built up that got you to say, okay, I got to do something different here. Like for me, you know, with having holidays and then getting sick and feeling fried and recovering and all that was when I went, no more, this isn't happening anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. And so, so sometimes it takes you getting to a point where you're sort of fed up or, you know, really over what it is that you'd like to, you know, or what it is that you have been doing in order to choose to make a change. And so, but the thing is that a lot of times when that involves other people, you know, other people having agendas with you, other people wanting you to do things or not do things or stay a certain way to keep their lives small, it actually, what it creates is a bit of a resistance and reaction in people's worlds where a lot of times we go, well, you know, fuck you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to choose for me. And that actually isn't really an honoring of you or anybody or anything. It's actually your functioning if you get to that point where you're so fed up with the expectations of the people in your life that you have to push back in order to choose for you, you're actually going into resistance and reaction to everything that those people are doing and being. And even just sort of like a lot of times it's more of a general sense of like, well, fuck the world and all the expectations of the world. I'm going to do my thing, you know? But it's not this generative space of, I'd like to choose something different here. Nobody has to be wrong. I don't have to be right. Nobody has to be like the perpetrator here. You know, nobody has to be like the source of, you know, why I've been holding myself back or not, or why I've been choosing this or not. Like, it doesn't have to be about anybody else. But you actually just go, wow, I'd like to give myself a gift here. I'd like to give myself the gift of what's true for me, what's delightful and fun for me, what's enjoyable for me, and allow that to be a gift that you give to you with the holidays and any time of year, that is just about the nurturing of you, the honoring of you, the acknowledging of you and everything that you be, that allows you to really have something different, you know, and it doesn't mean that it's about anybody or not about anybody. It's just something different. So, what would that be like? What would that be like if you didn't have to resist and react to anybody and you could still choose what's true for you? And the thing is that sometimes, you know, when we start doing that, when we start, so whether this is about any, you know, any area of your life where you're like, yeah, I need to actually have more fun, more joy, more whatever here. But you know, this time of year, there's so many expectations that people have. Like, there's a whole family thing. You know, this is a time when you have to be with your family, and you're supposed to be with your family and family, 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 you know. And, you know, a lot of people don't actually enjoy their families, and that's not wrong. That just is, and it's something that nobody really acknowledges. It's sort of like you're just supposed to enjoy your family because they're your family, but you may not actually. And that doesn't mean that they're wrong or you're right. It just, if you just sort of tell it like it is, of like, oh, okay, that's what's actually true for me, then you can, you know, you can just have the space to actually acknowledge that and choose what's going to work for you. And sometimes even, you know, if you don't enjoy being around your family and it's sort of expected of you, you know, you still, like, sometimes choosing to do that, choosing to do what other people would like you to do, can actually be choosing for you, because you're just choosing something that's going to create more ease in your world. So you have to look at that too. Like, what's actually going to create the most here with what I do with my time and, you know, how I spend my time and energy and attention these days. And it doesn't, so choosing for you doesn't always mean that you're going to just go off on your own and do your thing. Sometimes it's actually going, okay, let me look at this whole situation here. What is going to be the easiest? What is going to create the most for me and everybody involved? Okay, I get that what's going to create the most is actually me going to this holiday thing, or, you know, having going to this family gathering or this party or whatever. And then it actually becomes, it for me, what's shown up when I choose based on the question of what's going to create the most is that then it's actually a real choice for me. So even if I'm choosing to do something that I don't necessarily want to do, it still becomes a choice. It's like I'm actually consciously choosing this as something that will expand my life, as something that will create greater ease in my life, that will make it easier for me to be around certain people or for me to deal with certain people. And then once you have the choice, then you can, it's nobody has put you in any particular position. You're not at the effect of the other people around you. You're not, you know, you're not, you don't have to be like pissed off and resentful that, you know, you've chosen something that you didn't want to choose because somebody wanted you to, which is a huge source of, you know, just destroying our own lives, really. But it's really more about just going, no, this is actually what's going to work here. This is what's going to work. And choosing for you and doing holidays in a way that works for you is really, it's a pragmatic thing. It's not going to look the same all the time, but it's a pragmatic thing. And you got to look at, like, again, what's going to create the most, what's going to work here. It's so funny. I never, ever, ever do Christmas trees or anything like that. I don't do really anything for the holidays. I go, my parents do a big thing for the holidays, for Christmas. And it's really fun, actually. Like, their house is like a winter wonderland, and it's beautiful, and they do it all up and cook amazing meals. And, you know, so we go there. And that's just, you know, so I never really do anything at my house. And this year it was like, for whatever reason, I'm going to have people here. I'm going to have some events going on. I'd like to have a Christmas tree. So for the first year in I don't know how many years, I'm having a Christmas tree just because this particular year it would be fun. But no, I haven't had a Christmas tree probably in like 5 or 6 years. And it's not a big deal either way, whether I do it or not, but it's just going, well, what's fun right now? You know, what would be fun to do right now? And I can make this a cool thing with my kids and blah, blah. And so, and it adds some festive energy to the mix and all that. So, so what if what works for you and doing holidays different and doing, you know, choosing what's fun is literally just an ongoing space of being a question, like being in question of, what's going to create the most here? What's going to be fun? What's going to expand my life? What's going to expand my future with what I choose here? And there seems to be more emphasis on, you know, doing what you're supposed to do at this time of year and showing up for people in the way that you're supposed to. But really, what if this could be an ongoing conversation for you all year long? Like, truly, you know, what would it be like to use your time, your energy, your like everything that you're doing and choosing to always create more? Like, what if every moment of your day could be lived dynamically and in question and with choice and with a sense of really doing what is going to, what's going to actually expand your life. It's such a different space to function from. It's such a different space. And one that also brings up a lot of stuff in other people's worlds. So this is another thing I want to just dive into, is that other people have, you know, we have agendas about, everybody has agendas, and it's not a bad thing. It's not something to judge or to be, you know, like to make wrong or try to defend against or anything like that. But literally looking at, just being aware that other people have agendas, and then just note, like, being aware of that, like lowering your barriers to all of that and going, oh, Okay, cool. So this person has this agenda about me, and they would like me to choose this or whatever. And they would like me to, you know, like if it's your family wanting you to come for the holidays or whatever, this person's agenda is that I will be there because, you know, and usually for people when they have agendas with us, it's there's something there that's like you will be proving that you love them, or you'll be, you know, proving that they're a good parents by proving that you're not a bad child. And so therefore, like, good parents have children that come to their parties or whatever it might be. It's everybody has their own flavor of insanity. And the thing is that we all have agendas too. So it's not just like, well, everybody in your life has an agenda and you don't. Everybody has agendas. And you got to just be aware of what they are. And for you, you can also start to ask what your agendas are if you would like to. If you'd like to not be at the effect of like functioning from the agendas, to be aware of what they are and to have a space of like really just go like looking also, because the other kind of another piece of this conversation of agendas is what are your priorities? What are your priorities for your life? And what would it be like to actually function from your priorities? Like, oh, okay, well, I have a priority to have the world be a greater place every day, to contribute to the world every day, to have consciousness be something that is greater on the planet, to be really happy, to be really alive, to have an orgasmic life, to have lots of fun with my life, to have a lot of joy, to contribute to others, like all these things. And to me, they all very much go together, and we can talk more about that. But if I look at, you know, what are the agendas of other people? What are my agendas and what are my priorities? How can I create, like, if I have awareness of all of those things, then I actually get to have more choice. I get to have a greater sense of choice about what I'm actually going to choose. And that really works for me. Like, that's actually, it's like the more awareness you have, the more information you have, the more choice you have. And then the more choice you have, the more you choose, the more awareness you have. It's really cool how that all works. So what's actually true, and what is going to create the most? One of my favorite questions. So we are at our first break. So we're going to take a little pause for a moment and come back and talk more about all of this and more in a minute.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're talking about holidays done different and really just life done different. Everything that you could ever want to choose done different. And the pragmatics of that. And I want to look a little bit too at the energy of that, which, you know, this world that we live in, this reality is, there are definitely boxes that people live in. And we were talking before the break about agendas and priorities. And when you have agendas and when you're functioning from both your own agendas and the agendas of other people, basically you're functioning inside of the box of whatever that agenda is, or those agendas are. So if you're committed to your agendas and the agendas of other people, then you're committed to the size of the box or the shape of the box or the box that dictates what works for that agenda and what doesn't. So it's like you might have I just have recently discovered for me, it's like, well, gosh, I've still been living in the box. It's been a bigger box than most people and getting bigger all the time. And I haven't actually, but I didn't realize I was still creating and living and choosing in a box. And so as I've been looking at this conversation of agendas and priorities and like what's actually true for me, I've been able to really start to obliterate the box and be like, I don't want to live in a box, period, at all, period. Like, and you can't actually function from question, which is one of the primary spaces and tools and invitations in Access Consciousness, is, you know, functioning from asking questions and being curious about what else is possible gives you access to you. It gives you access to consciousness. It gives you access to greater possibility, to more information, to more joy, and like the abundance and the joy and the orgasmic living that the universe is, that is available to us in the universe, with the universe. And so if you'd like to create more in your life and have more and be more and play more and receive more and like have more fun and joy and everything that you're asking for, asking true questions is a huge piece of this equation. And you can't, if you have agendas and you're functioning from your agendas and the agendas of other people, you can't actually ask questions. Like you actually have to, you could ask questions that might seem like questions, but they're questions that actually work for the size and the shape and the format of the box that you're functioning from. So everything that is, ever you've created your questions and your curiosity and what it is that you are and are not willing to choose based on the box of the agendas of everybody else, yourself, and the world, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, Wrong, Good, Bad, Online, Puck, Pod, Shorts, Boys and Beyonds. If you don't know what I just said, that's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which actually just, it's like a big delete button that just deletes all that stuff, like all that unconscious stuff, and gives you more freedom, more space, more you. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. So about these boxes... and not talking about the ones that presents come in, because if you're living in a box, you can't be very present, and you're not a present. You actually are a minion of somebody else's agendas, including possibly your own. One of the agendas that we have dynamically with ourselves is to not actually be judged. A lot of people have that agenda. And the other thing is that because we have agendas with each other, one of the things that has been sort of like created as a reality in this reality is that when we judge other people, they will change. Like, that's actually how we can change other people, is by judging them. And that's how we can change ourselves, is by judging ourselves. So if you would like to change something, or somebody, or you judge it. That's what we do in this reality. But the thing is that doesn't actually work. Judgment doesn't actually create possibility, expansion, change. It actually sticks us. We actually get stuck where we think we need to be. And so the thing about judgment is, I mean, it's a huge conversation, and it really is like the sort of overarching conversation in Access Consciousness, in all the classes, all the different specialty classes, all the different core classes. There's so many different types of classes in Access, and they all sort of look at, among many, many, many other things, and giving many, many tools and all of that. There's this look through these different areas of life at, all right, well, so how do we actually use judgment to destroy? Like, what would it be like to actually function beyond judgment with this conversation, and really choosing something different? I say that because it's a big topic, and, you know, we have about a half hour left on the radio show, so it's not like we're going to, like, you know, hammer all of it out of existence or anything, but it's also a topic that once you start to really get how judgment works and erodes our future and our lives, there's a lot of different choices that you can make right away to create really fast change. So I wonder what we can change in this conversation. So one of the things that let's look at judgment that other people do with us, because this is, and it's funny because over the holidays, judgment seemed to be also very turned up. Like, there's a sense of people having more judgments of themselves, like feeling more isolated, lonely, misunderstood. There's all these expectations of how the holidays are going to go, and people get let down a lot, and the parties and the gifts, and there's just so many different things that get introduced into the picture that create letdown in people's worlds. And so there's like expectation is a judgment, and that creates disappointment, and that creates separation, and it's so fun, isn't it? It's just so light and fluffy, all this stuff. Which is really why I wanted to have this conversation. And I'm having a lot of conversations about, I mean, just, it's not about harping on the holidays, but actually just having joy in your life, period, no matter what, throughout this season, right? I'm going to be doing lots of classes and one-time calls and 30-day things and 5-day things and et cetera. So I'll tell you more about all of that. But just to give you a sense of, like, there's so many different types of conversations that we can have about this judgment piece. And if you are, like, say your mom wants you to come to the party or whatever, and it's not actually a light for you. And it might actually, you know, like I said, it might create more for you to do it, even if you don't want to. So you got to look at that. But let's just say it's not going to create more to go to the party. Now, what a lot of, you know, moms or people would do is actually judge you for your choice and try to judge you and guilt you using what we call the distractor implants, which are really how this whole reality is created and how it functions, using the distractor implants to actually control you into feeling guilty, feeling, you know, regretful, shameful, all that stuff. There's a lot of blame, shame, regret, and guilt. Those are big holiday distractor implants, among others. There's a lot of distractor implants, but those are some of the big ones that people use this time of year to control you into what they want you to do, into their agendas, into the box that fits their reality. And so the thing is that what's interesting is that we try so hard to choose things and to do things, a lot of people, to actually do things that don't, where we're not going to actually get judged. But you're getting judged all the time. So anywhere you have an agenda to not be judged, will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? And everywhere you've destroyed your life to avoid it. Right, wrong, give out only in Papa shorts, whiz me on, because you're gonna get judged. You are gonna get judged. And you can't really escape that. It's not actually a problem. It's not something you need to solve. It's not like it's really irrelevant. That's the thing with judgment that to me gives it a sense of like, where I don't have to do anything with it. It's like, and I've gotten to a point where I just don't notice a lot of judgments. Like I don't notice a lot of what other people, like when people judge me, I don't notice it, not because I'm unaware and oblivious, but because I actually, it's not relevant in my world. And so, what would that be like, you know, and there's of course still judgments that stick me, but less and less all the time. And so, because the thing is that you're going to get judged either way, and people are going to judge you intensely and fiercely, and a lot of people in your life might even turn up the judgment if you are actually trying to, you know, if you're actually choosing more for you. People will turn up the judgment to try to control you. They'll turn up the blame, shame, regret, and guilt to try to control you into making a different choice that stays within the confines of the box that fits their agendas. So you have a choice, because they're going to judge you if you choose for you. But guess what? They're also going to judge you if you choose for them, because that's what a lot of people do, is judge you. So you're not going to be able to avoid judgment. So then what would you like to choose? When I realized that, I was like, wow, I'm trying to avoid judgment with everything that I do and be and choose, and it's actually impossible. And what I'm doing is destroying my own life to try to like make everybody else's agendas work, make everybody else's judgments work for them and for me, and to sort of like get out as unscathed as I possibly can when it comes to judgment. Now, one of the things that happens when we do that, when we create our lives organized around everybody else's judgments and trying to avoid them, is we diminish our receiving so dynamically. So dynamically. So dynamically. Everywhere that you try to avoid other people's judgments by choosing what doesn't work for you, or by hiding what you are choosing, or by judging them for judging you for choosing for you, or whatever it is that you're doing, you have to make your life smaller and smaller. You have to put up walls around you and barriers around you that defend against the judgments coming at you from other people. How's that working for you? Because when you have those walls, when you have those barriers around you, you also cut off the contribution that you can receive in your life from other people, from the universe, from the world. You cut off your money flows. You cut off your joy. You cut off your receiving. And guess what that's going to create? It's going to create even more crap. It's going to create even more judgment. And it's probably also going to create more judgment in your own world, like you judging you for not. So anywhere you've judged you to not be able to get out of the trap of judgment in this reality effectively, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, punch, shirts, boys, bands. That is not gonna work. That's not gonna work. And we have a caller from, oh, Hope. Yeah. Hey, Hope.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
So you pretty much pulled that question about the mom's party right out of my head. I was just curious, what are some of the different ways to look at the energy of, like, beyond the light and heavy and at that space of what will create more when you have something wrapped in a godzillion agendas and points of views around, like, what it'll create to be with your family or what it'll create to rebel against your family or,
right.
you know, all of those different spaces. What are some different ways to look at the energy to actually see what's going to create more there?
Yeah, that's such a great question, because it's really, when you're mired in all that stuff, you know, it's such a different, it can be hard to get to the awareness and to the lightness and the energy and the perceiving of what's going to create the most. Is there anywhere that you're trying to find a solution that actually makes everybody happy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So everything that is, will you destroy it and create it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shirts, boys, bands. Because that's never going to work. I mean, and it doesn't mean that, like, you can't be happy, but it's just, if you're trying to, like, find the thing that's going to, like, appease everybody's thing, need, judgment, you know, agendas for you, then you're going to have to work really fucking hard. Really, really, really hard. Everywhere that you're making your mom's and your family's judgments, expectations, projections, separations, rejections, real, will you destroy and create all of that?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, punch, shirts, boys, bands, and everywhere you're making your projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections real, and your defense against their stuff real, will you destroy and create all of that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shirts, boys, bands. Now, okay, so expand your energy now. Like, just let yourself go to the space that you actually be as much as you can. Like, if this was not in the field, you know, at all, just being Hope for a minute. Okay. And I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to go with the very first thing uncensored that comes into your awareness energy, like the lightest energy. Okay. The very first.
Silly question, but do you get that? This question is so pervasive, maybe, not the question, but like this, it's almost like I was like expanding out and then I thought about it again and then I felt like I contracted.
Okay, cool. So everything that is, will you destroy it and create it?
Yeah.
Anywhere you're trying to figure this out, right, wrong, good, only pictures, but that's, and anywhere that you've decided that the choice to go to your mom's party or not is like the choice to end all be all, make or break all choices. So help you God, will you destroy and create all of that?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, but shirts. I mean, you know, because you could just choose what you're going to choose, and then you can fuck up and you can choose again. And you know what I mean? It's like there isn't a right choice ever. Choice mm-hmm. just creates awareness. That's all. That's all. You make a choice, you have more awareness. That's it. So where you're looking for the right choice, we destroy and create that.
Yes. Yeah.
There we go. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pop, pop, shirts, boys, man's. Okay. So if you go to this party, what will your life be like in 5 years? And what will the world be like in 5 years? And if you don't go, what will your life be like in 5 years? And what will the world be like in 5 years? So do you have a sense of one or the other being lighter?
Yeah, no, okay. It was interesting. There wasn't a huge
difference.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, okay. So when that happens, oftentimes it's not actually, sometimes when there's something, when there's a choice that's going to really create more, it actually is very distinctly, like the lightness is palpable. Like it's really, like you can tell what's lighter. Sometimes if it's not going to create much more or anything different, I mean, it's going to create something different, but not like your life and your future is going to be greater either way. Then it really is just what would you like to choose? It's just sort of, okay, well then what would be fun, you know? And it might be fun to be like, I'm going to go because my mom would be so happy. And I'm going to choose that because my mom would be so happy, you know, or I'm not going to go because I don't want to, you know? And the other thing is for any choice, any decision that anybody is looking at, one of the things that is really helpful is, especially, and this is, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call this a big choice, but a big choice, like somebody asked me one time, hey, I'm looking at having a baby and I cannot get clear on whether I want to or not. Because that's one of those things where, you know, there's all these agendas that everybody has. Like, you're not a good woman unless you have a baby. You're not even like a real woman in the world unless you have a baby. And so there's a lot of other stuff that comes into that, you know, that choice that isn't, you know, doesn't necessarily belong to you. And one of the things I said to her was, all right, well, why don't you choose to have a baby for an entire day? Just choose to have a baby and be like, I'm having a baby all day today. That's what I'm choosing. And, you know, don't go get pregnant, but just choose it for a day and just be with the energy of that. Like, have that energy in your life. I'm having a baby, you know, and then the next day, don't have a baby and spend a whole day not having a baby. And as soon as she did it, I don't even know if she did the 2 days, she was like, oh, I'm not having a baby. Like, that is so clear. It was so clear to her. So that's also something if you're looking at, you know, a choice, that you can just go, all right, well, you know, am I, like, today I'm going to go and tomorrow I'm not going to go, and see what shows up in your world.
Cool. Yeah and actually, there was the very first, like, second of you asking about me going to my mom's party was actually a little bit of like an expanse. And then I was like, no. If I'm looking at it honestly, and it's so cool as you were saying that, and I was just sort of sensing into it. It's like, oh wow, yeah, so family is ultra significant to my mom. Like, I feel like even if her family hated her, she'd still take a bullet for them times like a gazillion. Yeah. Like, the where family is for her, it's huge. And so just trying to ask questions too about getting clear around, like, where am I not willing to make my mom happy just because I don't want to?
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that sometimes it's
like,
just...
When it was lighter, I didn't want to know that. I was like, no, I don't want
to. Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I'm so grateful for this question because it's like, you may really not want to go, you know, but it's not like choosing for you isn't about choosing for like the impulse that you have right here, right now. You have to choose that. It's like looking at, hey, I could actually really create something cool in my mom's world if I went to her party. Like, I could really contribute to her. And this would be like, this is a big deal for her. It's significant. I mean, okay, so we know, you know, significance. That's something that's not really real, but most people think it is. You're not going to change that. But you can acknowledge, okay, so my mom has an agenda that this party and there's all this stuff around it. Okay, that's her agenda. It's not wrong. I don't have to try to change it, but I'm going to acknowledge that it's there. You know, and if I went, I might, you know, expand her agenda and make her really happy. Or it might even be if you don't go, you would make her so unhappy, you know, that you don't wish to create that in her world. And it literally, but the thing is that so different here is that it is just a choice. It's a choice. It is a choice. that you then get to make. You're not making it because your mom is expecting you to and you don't have choice. You're making it because, hey, this is going to rock my mom's world if I go, you know, or it's going to like upset her so dynamically if I don't, that I'm not willing to create that. And that's a kindness. You know, even if you love or hate your mom or whatever, you know, I'm speaking to everybody now, but you know, you don't have to, like, what if you could be kind to everybody no matter what? And part of being kind, and that includes you, you know, and part of that is just being present with, being aware of what is going to create the most, you know, and then you can, if you do something for somebody in your family, your mom or whatever, and it's like that sense of, I'm actually choosing to do this so that she can have the happiness that she's decided she has to have from this experience, you know, then that's also like, so you, like, that's a kindness to you too. Like it's just a choice, and it's neither choice is good or bad, you know, it's just a choice. But when it's your choice and you're choosing it from asking some questions, like you're consciously choosing it, it's so different than going like, I have to go and I have no choice. And I'm at the effect of the agendas of my family and I fucking hate it and it sucks. Totally different energy.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for this conversation too, because I'm also seeing like the agendas that I have to never make my mom happy, or to like keep separation, or to never do anything just to make somebody else happy. Like,
yeah. And thanks again for saying that too, because that's like anywhere that you need to prove anybody wrong for the agendas that they have, rather than just acknowledge the agendas and choose what's truly going to work, we destroy and uncreate all of that.
Yes.
Right. Or give out only a puck punch shirt, squeeze my hands. Yeah. I mean, that's really, because that's one of the things, like when we get pissed off because we've been at the effect of people's agendas our whole lives, like our parents, you know, then there can be that rebellion of like that. And that's what I was talking about in the beginning of the choosing for you and going, well, fuck you, I'm choosing for me. But anytime you're doing any choice that you're making that has a fuck you to somebody else attached to it, it's not actually, you're not actually choosing for you. You're choosing against somebody else. So what would it be like to have the total freedom and the total kindness and the total honoring of you and everybody in your life, even with their insanity, even with their agendas, even though they would make your life hell if you didn't go to their party, you know, all of that. Total awareness, total choice. Total choice. You still have total choice. What's going to create the most? So thank you so much, Hope, for calling in. That was awesome. Great conversation.
Yeah, thank you. I have so much more space, but even just to keep asking questions and not need to do this, like, so much. It's huge. Thank you.
Totally. Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was so cool. I'm really grateful for that. Just to sort of make it, you know, bring it home a little bit more to some of the things that we tend to look at. And now let's talk about, now, because we've talked about the judgment and other people and their expectations. Now, I want to also just invite you guys to, like, something that's just really fun about this whole conversation for me, which is like, what can you create? You know, because what I've started doing is I don't do Thanksgiving. Like, that's something that I really just don't do. I mean, I don't do it in the way that other people do it. So in the U.S., you know, we have this huge, people cook for 3 days, they do a big meal, everybody eats 18 times more than their bodies want, if not more, and then feels like crap. And it's supposed to be about gratitude, kind of. But nobody ever really, you know, there's not very much of that. It's more like the turkey and the whatever. And I'm not a huge fan of cooking. I mean, every once in a while I like it if it's fun and something really yummy, but I just got to a point where I was like, why would I spend 3 days cooking to have a meal that I don't like and to have all the work of, you know? So I just was like, I'm not really interested in Thanksgiving. And I'm so grateful. My family doesn't really, it's not been a big deal in our family. So I just have sort of, everybody sort of knows that I don't really do it. And so I've started, but what I have done is also just create something that actually works for me. And sometimes that looks like maybe going to somebody else's or, but not very often at this point. I'm like, that hasn't happened in a lot of years actually. But a couple years ago, we just did like oysters and champagne. Like we just had this lovely little snacky moment of deliciousness and gratitude, and it was me and my partner and my two kids, and that was that. And just had a chill day, went hiking, whatever. So what can you actually create that would actually be fun for you? And this year, I actually, one of my sons is going on a trip with his grandparents, and have my other son, and I was like, so I asked my son, because I wanted to include him in the choice. And I said, do you want to do, like, is there something that you want to do on Thanksgiving? And he was like, no, not really. So I decided to have a class on Thanksgiving. I was like, one of my favorite classes is the Being You class. And it's a 1-day class. And it is, it's all about, it's about being you. It's a lot of this conversation really is being you. And it's a phenomenal, I mean, just the manual, there's so many cool conversations that we get to have. And I was like, that's actually what would be really fun for me. What would be really fun for me is to be in conversation all day long about being you. And to have some fun little snacky stuff and cocktails and by the fire and do it at my home. And so that's what I'm doing. The day after, I'm doing a Joy of Business class, and same thing. So it'll be just like a festive little Thanksgiving extravaganza of something very different. And I'm also going to be live streaming those classes. So if you feel like doing something different for Thanksgiving, you're welcome to come to Boulder, Colorado in 4 days and join us. You can join us for either one or both of the classes. They're separate classes. And you can also join us on live stream, online. Just Zoom in and be in the room with us. We won't be able to give you cocktails or feed you chocolate or anything like that, but you'll be able to have the conversation. I can send you some recipes if you want. For New Year's, I'm going to be having a foundation class at my house, which is so exciting. I'm just really looking forward to both of these. Again, just creating something that's really fun for me. And I was like, New Year's, you know, I don't care that much about it. It's kind of fun to start a new year and start fresh and ask for something new. And I've always really enjoyed doing it in a way that's really about creation rather than, you know, getting drunk and whatever. So, although drinking is fun too. We're going to have a ton of people here in my beautiful home in Boulder, Colorado. We'll have a fire. We'll have yummies again. And 4 days of the Access Consciousness Foundation class, which is really, if you had no other tools and you just had the tools that are in that class, you could create anything you would like to create in your life. And the conversation is different every time. There's some really fun people coming, so I have a feeling it's going to be pretty dynamic. Lots of bars and body work, and there's going to be a bars class the day before, taught by Erin Chanel, if you're looking for a bars class. That's happening. So those the foundation class is December 30th through January 2nd here in Boulder, Colorado. Bars class is the day before. And another just different possibility for the holidays. And I think it's going to be super, super fun. So I just invite you to look at, you know, what does actually work? What pragmatic choices can you make to set up this time of year where things tend to go unconscious and, you know, be not so fun for us and our bodies and our relationships and all that, and just really start to look at what does work for you. I'm going to be around. I've got, you know, I have these classes that are happening live and streamed, but I also have lots of smaller things coming up. I have some one-time calls that I'll be doing. I haven't published them yet. Every single year between the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's, I do a 5 days of creation telecall. It's five calls, one a day, 5 days in a row, fast creation. This year, it's on the theme of being unstoppable, setting up your life for the new year so that you can begin the new year with a bang. And those are always really inexpensive and super fun, like a party that goes on every year. This will be my fourth year, I think, doing it. So that's coming up. You can look on my website for more. A lot of it isn't published yet, but heathernichols.com. Look on the schedule page and you'll see the most current things. And I'm totally available for private sessions too if anybody needs just some one-on-one assistance with anything. And I just wish you the awareness of what is fun for you, what your priorities are, what works for you, and what's going to create the most, and the capacity and the ease to choose whatever that is for you. And I'll be here. I'll be back on this show with more. So talk to you guys next week. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S. And we'll be back next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.